Power Brokers, A Tale of Lipari by Rob Haynes, read by Jenny Haynes. If there was any fairness in the world, Eloise had yet to find it. Parnassus was blanketed with posters, printed lithographs of pompous gentlemen with obsequious smiles and cluttered pasts. There were no mothers on those posters, no mention of the sisters and wives who had raised hell on the streets, who had held marches against the king's power. And while those selfsame men who now sought the halls of power had shrieked for the blood of the powerful, the women of the revolution had marched on Versailles. They brought home their royal prize, and while the gentlemen had cried for vengeance, their wives and daughters sought peace. Monseigneur Aramis's lithograph leered down at Eloise, and in a fit of anger she tore it off the wall. If Parliament refused to acknowledge the part played by the fairer sex in their ascension, would not even grant women the chance to influence who held seats in Parliament's mighty cathedral, they would have to be taught a lesson. Those who took away power once could do it again. That was a postcard from Lipari. For more stories, please visit liparicuisine.blogspot.com or subscribe on iTunes. Music by kind permission of Wolfgang Tobai. You can find him on YouTube as Libertango Vion Rose. Full details and links are on the blog.